All right, let's get into the meat of the meeting then. Item 5, which is the urban design study, Wan Chai North and North Point. We're going to have a briefing, I believe, from Plan D, ACOM, and the Koonduri Institute. Welcome. Welcome. Right, first thing to do is declarations of interest, if any. Anybody involved with this study? I have to declare interest in the sense my office is in Wan Chai, but I think if you live or work in Wan Chai, we'll treat that as an exception, don't worry. But anybody working on this project directly? Thank you. Plan D, yes, I know. Good. I think you're here to brief us on the latest progress and the key views that you've received during the public engagement exercise. So, April, are you going to take us through?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, I start. Thank you, Chairman. Please. Today, we would like to report the major public comments gathered in the Stage 1 public engagement of the study. The presentation will be in two parts. Winnie will first introduce the results of the PE, and Kenny will then briefly outline the direction as how to take forward the public views in our ongoing works of the study. The study team actually had already kick-started the preparation works for formulating the harbourfront enhancement proposals. After today's report, we will continue to work with members in preparing the more detailed proposals through the working group. Perhaps I should now pass to Winnie first.
Thank you, April, and thank you, Chairman.
Thank you.
The public, the official public engagement period actually lasts for 3 months, but we started all these individual engagement with various existing operators at the harbourfront. Actually started as early as the end of March, so the period shows on the slide. And overall, about
Winnie,
almost,
yes. Just to warn you, these slides are very, this print is very small.
Okay.
And certainly the chairman is having trouble reading them.
Okay.
And I imagine members are as well. So perhaps you can pick out the key
sure,
items
for sure.
Members.
Me
thank you.
Go back one slide, thanks. In simple words, we have directly engaged 988 persons, so almost 1,000. These persons are those we actually met them. Throughout our various public engagement activities. And then I can show you more details in the upcoming slides. In summary, there were 4 different kinds of engagement activities being held. The first round is with the stakeholders interviews and stakeholder meetings. These stakeholders are the existing operators or service provider currently at the harbourfront. So we feel that we have to get in touch with this group of people to understand better the existing conditions or the expectation or aspiration that they may have on the new harbourfront area. Then the second group of activities, we organize 3 focus group meetings with relevant concern groups and stakeholders groups, including the working group from the Harbourfront Commissions, green groups and concern groups, as well as the professional institutes. And then the third kind, we have, one slide down. Yes, and then the third kind of activities is the event that we actually organize on site. 3 of them we organize. One is a workshop on the shoreline evolution, together with a puppet show and a model making workshop with the Wan Chai residents. The second one we have is a weekend project exhibition together with an idea cafe. So people in the Causeway Bay area, these are the people who sort of pass by our exhibition area. They can come and give us comments, and then in return we give them a free cup of coffee or tea. A lot of kids actually came along with their family, with their parents, and they drew out some of their ideas, and then they also told us the prioritized events or facility they wish to see at the new harbourfront. So the comments are both sort of ambitioning as well as specific. So two tiers of information we were able to gather. And then the third on-site events, we organize a cultural and historical tour. We include a boat tour visiting the typhoon shelter. And we organize twice. So altogether, 40-something, 50 people joined and participate. So below are some of the photos that we took, especially the one visiting the floating Tin Hau Temple, as you can see. And then the last event that we organized for the stage one activities are two public workshops, one in Eastern District and the other one in Wan Chai District. A lot of the community people joined, and some key sort of players also joined, including one LegCo members, as well as quite a lot of the district council members also joined these resident workshops. In terms of written comments, we received altogether 41, and 26 of these actually they filled out the view collection form, and then 14 sent in the emails or letter to us direct. Most of these are from individuals, but there were also 9 organizations submitted their written comments, and the 9 organizations are listed in the below, including, for example, the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, Wan Chai District Councillors, Hong Kong Professionals and Senior Executives Association, the Royal Yacht Club, a Civic Party, Liberal Party, Designing Hong Kong, Hong Kong Sailing Federation, and Hong Kong Water Sports Council. Yes. So I will now present the key findings. Please also understand that we had a lot of comments and suggestions throughout these few months, and these are the what we consider are the key sort of findings out of all this information that we've received. In terms of the vision or the positioning of the harbour, in general, we feel that the public members, including the organisational submissions, they are quite supportive on the vision, new Wan Chai North Point Harbourfront and urban harbourfront that reconnects people to the water. And then some actually advocated wanting a more sort of world-class harbourfront, while others, not in conflicts, but while others also suggest that we should reflect more of the district local unique characters. And then in terms of the urban design framework, the 5 proposed thematic prison that we suggest, in general, they are agreed to these sort of 5 themes. And here I will present some more in-depth comments for each of these prisons. Excuse me. For the celebration prison, it's also quite interesting that in addition to the Hong Kong handover sort of special celebration, a lot of the public actually stressed that the area of the celebration prison is quite close to the art center. So they want us to bring in more art elements in terms of the design of this particular section of the waterfront. And then they also feel that some of these areas should be left behind for multifunctional or special event space. For example, for art market, on-street music performance area. So these, it doesn't have to be permanent, but the space should provide the flexibility. And then for the Pierside prison, they also agree to the themes, and then they stress that there should be more open and non-fenced open space where people can actually go on for a picnic, or they even suggest to have some community gardens, weekend market, etc. And then quite a bit of the suggestions say that we should also consider having a water taxi service, having one of the stops from the Pierside prison area. And then for the new water recreation prison, they are in general very supportive of the design principle of bringing people to the water. And they didn't really have too much concern about the safety issues in terms of bringing people closer to the waterfront, but they did mention that it should be carefully designed. And then again, people stressed that the ex-public area is a potential site for event or facility venue for event-based activity. And then there were also comments focusing on let's provide more localized activities such as the community boats tour. For the typhoon shelter, we received very strong and sort of, I would say, consensus among the people who expressed their view that the typhoon shelter should remain its current operation as an operational typhoon shelter. but they feel that extra activity can bring into the typhoon shelter, including floating markets, space for hiring boats for leisure use, or even for dragon boat usage. Floating restaurants, etc., are all supported by the people expressed their views. Some other additional use that they also suggest for the breakwater area, including jogging trails, fishing area, etc. And then quite a lot of the public member did stress on the safety concern when we aim to use the breakwater, because the breakwater at its sort of present condition is quite narrow. They feel that there may be some measures, especially when there is special event organized, maybe to view the fireworks, etc., that capacity should be limited for the usage of or access to the breakwater. And then also the noonday gun and floating tin hill temple, a lot of people express that this should be retained. And then for the East Coast Park, most of the community members are supportive of using this area as a more sort of passive recreational use, but they stress that the area should not be so-called privatized by the nearby residential buildings, residents. And then they are also quite supportive if we are to have a pet park in this particular location. They're quite okay with this idea. In terms of connectivity, we asked them, you know, on the specific location on where we should provide more connections. And then, first of all, they're supportive of the landscape deck that we proposed, connecting the conventional center and then the harbourfront. And then they also said that most of the connections should be provided barrier free or seasonal sort of design. Although they didn't say sort of covered, but you know, these are the exact wording that they sent to us. And then in terms of above ground connections, they pinpoint five particular sort of corridors highlighted by the arrows on the maps. For underground connection, they said, you know, let's utilize future MTR stations connection would be quite sufficient. And then for east-west connection, again, most of the participants are aware of the limitations. And then they highlight three particular areas that they feel quite a lot of improvement work should be done to these three connections, which are shown in the pictures now. And then they also suggest that for east-west connection, we should also explore alternative mode. For example, electric shuttle, car, golf carts, as well as water taxi. So the actual east-west connection doesn't have to be provided just on the inland, but also on the water surface. And connection to the breakwater, although they are in general supportive of having a pedestrian connection to the breakwater, but a lot of them actually remind us about the marine safety, and they feel that the priority of using that particular area should be sort of retained for the boat community. So the boat community should have the first priority to use that particular access way. And then again, connections should be made, maybe more through water taxi or champagnes near the coast. And then they also stress on, you know, better design in terms of the signage or wayfinding system. Urban design elements, again, similar to the comments that we received from the Harbourfront Commissions and the Task Force, they asked the consultant to reflect the local culture, especially the old Wanjai culture, etc. And then it's a very interesting sort of attention. While they recognize there may be potential conflicts between different uses being provided at the Harbourfront, but most of the people that we consult, they stress that we should avoid having really physical boundary dividing the different uses. And then landscape and greening, of course, they're supportive of more greening area, and then they also ask for planting of more of the native species. And then these are the other sort of issues that they also raise, for example, environmental concerns, especially about the air quality noise associated with the Gloucester Road, and then water quality issues. If we are really to use the Pierside or the Water Recreational Prison as active sport for, venue, traffic parking. They also mentioned again the current difficulties about parking nearby the conventional centre area. Statutory considerations. They did remind us that if there's a need to sort of cast a shadow or have boardwalk, they feel that if there are overriding public needs, we should not be bounded by the Harbour Protection Ordinance. They stress that the consultant should think out of the box. And then for operation, quite a lot of participants also said, you know, also inquire what will be the future management or operation model of the new harbourfront. They feel that the management or operation model may have a cost implications. So they may feel that if we bring in the private operators, then that may assume higher sort of cost for some of the activities being provided there. So they also made some of these comments. And then this is an additional slide that we prepare because we find it quite an interesting observation. On two issues, we do sort of observe that there were slightly, I wouldn't say different, but sort of pretty obvious comments from that we collect from the individuals, people who gave us their views, as well or versus organization submissions. On pet access, most of the individuals, people, they feel that there should be a designated pet area, whereas quite a bit of the organization submission stress that there shouldn't be a designated area for pet. They feel that pets should be able to sort of walk throughout the harbourfront. And then for the use of the breakwater, again, individual members or public members, they are quite positive or quite supportive of having a pedestrian access connecting the current waterfront to the breakwater. But then they stress that further investigation should be carried out in terms of the actual feasibility or technical feasibility, versus where the organization feel that the priority should be given to the boat people, the boat community, and then the typhoon shelter should retain its original or current uses mainly by the boat community. So they feel that if having a pedestrian connection, say a bridge connecting to the breakwater, if that will somehow have an adverse impact on the boat community people using in and out or going in and out to the typhoon shelter, then we should consider providing sort of water connection instead. So that's sort of what we have observed so far on the public engagement side.
Thank you, Winnie.
Winnie, thank you. Sorry. Can I just say well done on a very thorough and I think informative exercise. You've obviously drawn out a lot of flavours and a lot of views, which would like to try and reflect in, obviously, the design solutions going forward. Just given the sensitivity, if I may put it that way, of engagement at the moment, can I just ask you, do you sense that you've engaged as much as you need and much as you can, and that the exercise has been as comprehensive as it should be?
Yes.
Yes, you're nodding. Yes. Okay, fine. Thank you. All right, please go on. Sorry. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. So in terms of the next step forward, we look into how we can take forward a lot of these public views and comments that we've collected and pretty much drawing from a lot of the key items that we have noted. And of course, we are still in the process of going through consolidating these comments while we're formulating the enhancement proposals. In terms of connectivity, we are looking at a few of the key aspects, particularly in terms of the few bottlenecks that we have at various locations, as pointed out in the photos. So, for example, when we are formulating the enhancement proposals, we do want to look into how we could propose grade separated connections at specific locations. For example, we're looking at a feature bridge just near Percival Street and how we can solve the connection to the future water recreation centres. That's one of the main directions that we're looking into. We're also looking at how we can improve a lot of connections in terms of east-west along the waterfront. So in particular, at some of the bottlenecks at, for example, at Royal Hong Kong Yacht Club and Police Officer Club, and how we can better bring people to the Causeway Bay Typhoon Shelter. We are looking at some of the opportunities. For example, streetscape enhancement along the existing vehicle road outside the clubhouse, or we can actually propose a new connection along the Kellett Island water edge. So these are also some of the ideas that we're exploring. We're also looking at how we can provide better connection through the typhoon shelter, looking at the main constraint being at the Noonday Gun and the private pier in terms of the land status issue. So we're looking at a few possibilities there. Also is from Causeway Bay towards the East Coast Park in North Point, being that at present the fire station and the substation there near Heng Fat Street is also a broken connection. So we are looking at how we can provide a collection either along the waterfront or perhaps even underneath the Island East Corridor, or even extending connection to the Victoria Park. And lastly, in terms of connection, is how we can bring people to the breakwater. Now, we've noted a lot of the public members do want us to explore on this, but I think in terms of the future operation of the typhoon shelter, having a swing bridge or a drawbridge at that location may not be something appropriate. So we do are looking at other possibilities, perhaps through other means to bring people to the breakwater. On the second aspect that we draw is in terms of the water recreation activities. A lot of members raised that in terms of the water sports activities that we propose, they should be open to the public for enjoyment. So we are looking at what are some of the appropriate water recreation activities. Particularly, we want to emphasize how we can create a new themed attraction at the PCWA, which would be open for public use. So that's one of the main directions that we're looking at. We're also looking in different options of how we can accommodate the Water Sports Centre and the Harbour Education Centre, particularly because of the limited space at the PCWA on the land side. And also, we are exploring a lot of floating elements because we do want to push forward some of these use of water space with floating restaurants, for example, or a floating swimming pool, as we previously mentioned. So these are still our direction that we're looking at. Cycling facilities is also something that a lot of people raised, and we are looking at how we can possibly provide a continuous waterfront along the promenade. But of course, there are a lot of physical constraints and bottlenecks and problems that we're facing. So we are still looking at how we can extend some of our proposed cycling facilities towards the Island East District and towards the Central Harbourfront the best we could, but also looking into other constraints such as existing road conditions and safety consideration. Open space and pet facilities, as pointed out by Winnie, we do note a lot of voices in terms of allowing pet access along the waterfront. Now, of course, this is also something that we have got sort of different views from different public. So we are looking at how we can balance these different views in terms of pet facilities. For example, maybe a dedicated pet zone within some of the waterfront open space, or having some pet paths that they can have their pets walking along towards the waterfront, but not entirely the whole open space, so we can strike that balance there. We also look at how we can provide a lot more multifunctional and flexible event spaces for various different scale, various different type of events. So that's also something that a lot of people had raised. And lastly, in terms of local history and character, we noted and we've done a lot of more information gathering in terms of the history and the local character of Wan Chai and Causeway Bay and North Point, particularly through the boat tour that we carried out to Tin Hau Temple. We've heard a lot of voices on the history. So we are looking into how we can reflect or integrate a lot of these historical elements into our planning and design. And we are looking into a possibility of incorporating these in our streetscape design theme that we will be presenting later on in the work stage. This is just a diagram showing a lot of the points that I've mentioned, particularly the numbers of where all the existing bottlenecks are and how we are looking at solving those connections and proposing facilities there that I've mentioned. So in terms of the next step forward, we will be wrapping up our initial enhancement proposals and our refined framework. And we do hope that we can have a detailed discussion with the working group of Harbourfront Commission later on, particularly in terms of our enhancement proposals and a lot of the challenges and issues that we have. Also in terms of the master layout plan, pedestrian network plan, and other streetscape plans that we'll be preparing. We do have to carry out some of the preliminary technical assessments, particularly on visual landscape, air ventilation, traffic, etc., business viability. And after all these input, we will be preparing for the stage two public engagement aiming end of this year. So that's pretty much the work stage. And again, we do hope that we will be having a separate meeting with the working group and we will discuss a lot more in detail in terms of the enhancement proposals. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you very much. We make good progress. Thank you. Very encouraging. Perhaps two or three questions from the chair and then I'll throw it open to members. Just on next step, this last slide, perhaps you could give us an idea of timing. I think you said that the stage two engagement might be towards the end of the year, but just give us an idea of the timing of these deliverables, if you can, in a minute. Second point was I was going to raise with you is water quality in the typhoon shelter. Best will in the world, you can have the most wonderful plans, but if we don't sort out the water quality as part of this scheme, part of this overall scheme for the area, we're not going to make a great deal of enhancement to the waterfront. So perhaps you'd like to advise us how you're going to tackle this issue of water quality in the typhoon shelter.
Sure.
And then finally, no, collect all the questions and then come back. Then just final point, if you don't have a swing bridge to get you to the breakwater, how do you get there? I'm interested to know conceptually how you get there if you don't have a swing bridge, but perhaps you've got some other innovative ideas. So those are just three points from me. And what I suggest we do, let's have four or five comments from members and then we'll ask the proponent to respond. So members, any comments, initial reactions? We will be having a detailed working session with the study group, but here's a chance to point them in the right direction if you like, or give them some ideas on things that they could add to their list. All happy?
No, perhaps, Chairman, I'll answer the first three questions first.
Can you, while they're thinking? Yes, please.
In terms of the timing of the coming works, we do hope that the Stage 2 PE will be kicking off early next year, 2016. We do need some time for the preparation work, so that would be carried out in the forthcoming few months. But in terms of Stage 2 PE, it would be earlier in 2016. In terms of water quality issue, we do note that it's one of the biggest issue in the study. We are gathering a lot of information that we can, including working with our engineers, understand a little bit more about the water condition there. And we are aiming to propose only appropriate water recreation facilities at certain locations. But we do understand that the main concern would really be at the typhoon shelter. So that's why we are looking at whether we are still considering appropriately if we can have floating restaurants or other facilities at the typhoon shelter without having the concern on water quality. So we do look into that in more detail later on. And lastly, in terms of the breakwater, since swing bridge is probably not an appropriate idea anymore, so we're looking at other means, for example, utilizing the existing sandpan services or small boats, or even maybe the water taxi that we are looking into, and bring people to the waterfront. Because at one point, the space on the breakwater is really limited. And while we are developing the use and the design on the breakwater, we do note that safety is also a concern that we need to take into account. So in terms of number of people accessing the breakwater, we might have to have an idea that would be slightly limited rather than open for all. So I think in terms of accessing there through the existing sandpans would achieve that purpose. We could sort of limit the number of people getting to the breakwater, but still able to achieve allowing people to get there to use it. So
thank you.
Thank you, Chair.
Could I just request that you prioritize water quality in the typhoon shelter? Because it's going to decide and govern many of the things that you want to do on the water and around the water. So perhaps it should be a priority item in terms of your study.
I'll look into that.
Thank you. Thank you. Members, any comments, questions? Please.
I should probably add, I was a past commodore of the Royal Hong Kong Yacht Club.
Welcome.
So there may be perceived conflict of interest.
Not at all. But just
a bit of advice. I do think that the water quality in the typhoon shelter is disastrous, and I don't think one should settle for putting facilities there dependent on the quality of improvement one can achieve. I think it is very important to achieve a solution which will where we will have acceptable water quality level there, and I believe there are solutions available which technically are tricky and probably would require looking into the harbor protection ordinance issues related. That's one comment. The other comment is, yes, I believe the only viable other solution to accessing the breakwater there would be through sampans, and that is currently being done. Whenever there's a fireworks, you will see hundreds and hundreds of people ferried to the breakwater. So probably a more organized and safety-minded approach there would work.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Please.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. As you pointed out, I think the stage one public engagement is quite comprehensive. I'm a bit concerned about the public accessibility because I noted that some public proposed underground connection to the harbourfront area, and some proposed bridge connections. I would like to know whether you have any attitude or position towards two alternatives. Which one is better? The second question is, if we go ahead with the underground connection at this stage, whether you would like to make inquiries, a preliminary inquiry with MTR, whether this is workable, before you proceed to stage two public engagement. Thank you.
Okay, bridges or underpasses and feasibility of underpasses. Pick it up in a minute. I saw another hand, I think. Did I see another hand? No, I didn't. All right, please respond. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. In terms of accessibility, there are a few places that we're looking at in particular, whether it would be more appropriate to have elevated or underground connections. Now, on this issue, we do, for example, we're looking at for near the exhibition station. Underneath the station design that, underneath the CDA site, we do note that the design of the station is at a very final stage. So although at that site there's a planned landscape deck that's connected to the water at the pierside park that we have, later on, if there are any other possibility that we can provide underground connections there, we do look into that if it's possible. Another location is at the Victoria Park. There is a planned North Island Line station which is underneath the Victoria Park, and also a planned landscape deck under the RODP. At this point, we are still open to that idea, whether you can have both, because I think a lot of these locations, you could serve different visitors for different purposes. A lot of people, if they're taking the rail stations, obviously an underground connection would facilitate them to get to the waterfront, but also having a landscape deck there might not be abortive. It could be serving different people from just nearby the area that's not taking the rail station. So at this point, we are holding some options at a few of the locations that we'll present later on when we have more concrete proposals.
And Chairman, I want to supplement on
this
point. In fact, during the public consultation, we have received some suggestions and comments from the local that we should take into account the existing practice of the locals who are crossing around in the area and take into account the existing facilities in designing our comprehensive pedestrian network. And we will, based on these comments, to work out the other new suggestions to see how good we can have a comprehensive package in terms of the pedestrian arrangement, and this is a requirement under the study brief. Yes, thank you.
Yeah. I think suggestion of an early dialogue with MTR is I'm sure you are in touch with MTR, but I think underground access from stations to the waterfront makes a lot of sense. Also, I've seen a bridge from the Excelsior to the waterfront. As you know, the possibility that the Excelsior may be redeveloped, and there's a bridge proposal there which I think would improve connectivity a lot. The moment you come under the road, as you know, to get to the gun, it's very difficult to find the way through. All right. Please, Franklin.
Thank you, Chair. I'd like to maybe emphasize some points that I think this task force has actually made before. One is I observed that there is going to be quite significant length of waterfront that is not accessible by the public, namely the part that starts from about the entrance to the Cross Harbour Tunnel to the part that's the beginning of the Eastern Corridor. I think for that part, we have two significant body of waters between the public, or between the waterfront area that's accessible by the public and the harbour itself. And there is also, well, what we mentioned about the breakwater, and also a protrusion from the area that's called New Water Recreation Precinct. That part, that's actually a dead end in the concept plan in the PE digest. I personally find that those two parts very undesirable, and I don't know whether it's possible to overcome the technical difficulties about the swing bridge. I think that's really important, because then people, they have the expectation, if they suppose one is traveling from the central area towards the HKCEC and then towards the eastern part, the natural expectation is that, well, they can actually walk along the waterfront right to the North Point area. But then they if they are not familiar with the area, and according to this plan, then they may walk into one dead end, and then they turn back, and then they find that they cannot walk along the waterfront, and they have to walk further inland, and then at the inland part, inland direction of the typhoon shelter, and then walk maybe for more than, I think maybe 1.5 kilometers before they can be adjacent to the waterfront again. So that's really not desirable. So that's one point. And another point I'd like to emphasize is we are, I think, promoting the enjoyment of the waterfront area by people, all people, and we want to promote inclusiveness. And we have got comments that we should confine pets, etc., to one particular area. I personally think we should actually allow pets in as much area as possible, as long as they are the more fierce type of pets, they are on leash and to protect people, then I think we should actually have as much space accessible to pets as possible.
Thank you. I think some of this we can pick up at our detailed design dialogue. Certainly, that the area that Franklin has highlighted is potentially, I think, a challenge from a connectivity perspective. Yes.
Yes, Chairman. I think we do echo the same understanding with the member. There are a lot of specific locations, we call them the bottlenecks, that we have been looking at since we have gathered all the information. We will have more detailed proposals in the next stage when we meet again for the working group discussion. And in terms of the pet access, again, we understand that, you know, a lot of public members also requested to have pet access as much and as far as possible. There is also, however, the other views from different public members. So we do have to balance that different views, but we will look into the design and see how we can accommodate as much as we can.
I suspect at the end we'll need some areas to be used as pilots to show what can be done. And it would be good if the Wanchai, North Point, Waterfront could be one of those pilots.
Yeah, sure, there will be.
All right. Thank you very much. I think that's probably all for today. Thank you very much indeed. As I say, we make some good progress. Thank you very much. Thank you.